Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're efforting to get Kyle Goon on the program. While we wait to try to find him, Jason, I'll ask you a question that I'm going to ask him, and that is Lamar Jackson, can he save this season? John Harbaugh is making it pretty clear he's going to play when they play the Bears a week from Sunday.
I don't think he can save the season. I think he can make the season more interesting. I think he can provide a little bit of aesthetics and make these 3 hours less laborious. But I think he's walking into a pretty untenable situation. This is not a playoff caliber offensive line. It's not remotely close to a playoff caliber defense. The coach is under fire. And he's coming in already a little bit medically compromised. And he was, 15 sacks, I think he took before the injury?
He was getting hit a lot.
I think this October is a lot like how May was on the orange side of town. I think it's over early.
Is there
first third of the season, I think, will tell the tale for both these teams.
Is there a chance he can put on the cape and really mask a lot of deficiencies from this team? Sure. Does the schedule lighten up? Sure. But there's a lot wrong with this football team right now. And their edge rushers, that completely bereft of talent. And there's just a lot wrong.
Let's go out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. Kyle Goon's a columnist for the Baltimore Banner. He joins us now. And Kyle, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So let's jump in on this discussion. Okay, Lamar Jackson's allegedly going to play a week from Sunday. Harb's made that pretty clear. Can Lamar save this season?
I mean, he can. I don't put anything past Lamar Jackson. I have questions of why this team is so bad without him. I would have liked to see more without Lamar. I mean, you have Derrick Henry, you have DeAndre Hopkins, you have Zay Flowers, you have, Mark Andrews. You have guys who are healthy and who can contribute. And I do feel like it's possible for this team to go 5-5, with the soft schedule coming up. I don't think it's likely right now, the way that the rest of the team is playing, and Lamar, as good as he's been, he hasn't been quite as good as he was last year. And if the rest of the team plays like they have been without him, or close to what they've been without him, then I don't know how good I feel about anyone saving the season.
Kyle, we did a segment on the show yesterday that the lead up to this trade deadline is going to be really fascinating for everyone to see with how Eric DaCosta operates. You're 1-5. We know only four teams who have started the season 1-5 have made the playoffs. Do you try to swing a trade or two trades? Do you sell? What happens in the lead up? Your latest column for the Baltimore Banner, is this Ravens season even worth saving? Well, is it?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of have to stick with what I wrote, which is I would not do anything if I were Eric. I mean, I think, Let me amend that a little bit. I mean, I think Eric is going to do some stuff to help the pass rush. We all know the outside linebacker position is totally decimated right now. I don't think they'd do that trade over again for trading away Adafi Owe if they knew Tavius Robinson was going to be hurt. But, you know, I just don't, again, going back to, have we really seen enough to say, okay, we're going to contribute, you know, a draft pick to trading a guy. We're going to contribute, you know, one of our, you know, day one or two draft picks for next year to getting a guy that helps this season, which they're already 1-5. I mean, I wouldn't do that if I were Eric. I wouldn't add significantly to the salary cap for next year if it's only going to give you a little bit of help this year. I don't think Eric is in position, when you look at what's happening in the cap next year, to really make dramatic moves and sort of, you know, I think he just has to be a little more conservative as he's been in past trade deadlines, because I don't know that this season is worth salvaging. Are you going to be a Super Bowl team if you trade for, you know, a mid-level interior lineman or a mid-level pass rusher? I don't know. I think this team has more problems than that. So I wouldn't do anything drastic that cut into our ability to be a good team next year to save this one.
How much of this does he have to wear? I mean, everybody's chanting fire Harbaugh, fire Harbaugh. They're waiting until, you know, the ones who stick around to the end of the game are doing it to scream at him. And certainly I get it. But this was supposed, like, some people were trying to tell you it's the best roster in the league. I mean, I don't know. I think a roster has to have depth and it has to have quality, and it has to be able to fortify it and be fortified from the outs, you know, from the inside out. And their offensive and defensive line suck, as far as I can tell.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's true. But at the same time, when I try to, I was one of those fools, Jason. I was one of those fools who thought, hey, this roster is so good that they should win a Super Bowl this year. I was suckered into it. And when I try to relitigate that evaluation process without, you know, obviously we know how many injuries have happened. We know what's happened to the team. It's really hard to relitigate a lot of those decisions. I mean, I think maybe where I get most sort of like hindsight-y is, you know, on the offensive line, could they have done better at guard? Do they really need to spend on DeAndre Hopkins? Is he sort of a luxury item for a team that already, you know, had some pretty good wide receivers last year? Yeah, like maybe you could have you could use that money elsewhere. But at the same time, I mean, I've been banging the drum for these guys to trade for a pass rusher for two trade deadlines running. They haven't done it, and they've still been a top five unit in sacks. You know, I think I got lulled in, and I think a lot of people got lulled in a sense of security that they can manufacture sacks without having premium pass rushers. And that this year, since you can't defend the run, you also can't rush the passer on, you know, those third and longs anymore. So it's just all the magic has kind of come undone. So I do think Eric gets a small slice of what I would call the blame pie here, but I don't think it's as big as John Harbaugh's, and I don't think it's as big as maybe some people would like it to be.
We're talking to Kyle Goon. It's Inside Access here on the Fan. Kyle, you talked to Bone, asked you about making a buy trade. What about selling? Like, what if they, let's say they split the, they play two games in 4 days against the Bears and the Dolphins. You split those two. Are you selling some assets to get some picks for next year's draft?
Yeah, I think I would. I think, especially when you look at the salary cap situation and everything you have to do, everything you have to replace. I mean, and you probably make some decisions on some guys. They already made the decision on Dafe Owe. He's not coming back, obviously. You make the decision on Tyler Linderbaum and say, okay, maybe he's not coming back because he's not worth it. You need some interior help. If Nnamdi's injury is past this season, then you probably need to start drafting interior linemen. They're just going to need a ton of draft help. They're going to need it cheap. They're going to need guys. And if you can't beat the Bears and the Dolphins, you can't go 2-0 against those teams. I mean, these are all must-win games at this point right now, Ken. If you can't beat those two teams, yeah, I start selling. I start looking toward next year. Can we make the most of the Lamar Jackson era that we have left? Because it ain't going to happen this year. This team couldn't even beat, with respect to what happened last night, this team couldn't even beat the Bears and the Dolphins Like, if they can't go 2-0 in the next two games, yeah, I would start selling if I were Eric DaCosta.
Well, I think one of the moves, and look, we were all kind of in favor of it when it happened. Cooper Rush is the backup quarterback, and it's kind of been a disaster going back to training camp. Just your thoughts on Harbs pulling him in the fourth quarter, and if Lamar Jackson was forced to miss any more time, who's the backup quarterback for you?
Yeah, I would make it Tyler Huntley. I don't think Cooper Rush has done anything since OTAs that merits any special treatment. The preference he gets on the quarterback depth chart is by salary right now. And we're past that. We've seen almost two full games of Cooper Rush. And the returns are kind of what we saw in training camp and what we saw in preseason. They're not good. He can't make the throws. His decision making is not that great. He threw in a lot of coverage. I've seen all I need to see of Cooper Rush. I think Tyler Huntley should be the backup. I don't think he was that much better than Cooper Rush on Sunday, given the circumstances of when he came in. But I feel like the evaluation period on Cooper is done. And he's been given the deference he's been given because the Ravens went out and paid him. And he has just not lived up to that contract.
Kyle Goons, columnist for the Baltimore Banner. Kyle, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it, man.
Thanks for having me on.
League at Large coming up next. A wild doubleheader, Monday Night Football. And what can we glean Ravens-wise from what we saw last night? We'll explain next here.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
On the Fan.
A first and five. Robinson off the right side, breaks free. Bijan Robinson spinning down the sideline, still going. Can they catch him? They cannot. Touchdown, Falcons, 81 yards.
ESPN with the call. Bijan Robinson had 18 carries for 170 yards in that touchdown. Drake London, 10 catches for 158 yards and a touchdown. The Falcons beat the Bills 24-14. That was the longest touchdown run in the NFL this year. Jason, I'm confused by the Falcons because it seems like they can beat anybody and they can lose to anybody.
Well, look, they're still they got a young quarterback, and you know Raheem Morris is trying to turn that thing around. His defense is legitimate.
Yeah.
Like it's a legitimate defense. And Bijan Robinson is finally they're tapping into the full tap. Guy had over 200 scrimmage yards, and they really took their foot off him in the fourth quarter and rode Algier. And remember, the third quarter they didn't really have the ball. Like it could have been. He could have had multiple touchdowns. He could have had 230 scrimmage yards. Easy. Penix, look, I like him. I still don't like their offensive coordinator. I think he's a buffoon. He tried to screw that game in the fourth quarter. Will he get better? I don't know. But there's a lot of – I mean, Drake London is a thing.
He's like, a stud.
There's weapons there. And the Bills' defense is a joke. And the Bills are completely ill-equipped to face a team – like the Falcons, who can bludgeon them at the point of attack with screen passes and with the run game, inside with Algier, outside with Bijan, and some inside with Bijan. I don't think the Bills are great. I thought Atlanta was winning that football game. Like the Bills have serious issues for me defensively, and when Milano's not there, it really
and the
falls
big
apart.
Fella inside too.
Anyone can run on the Buffalo Bills. That's for sure. But it was a game where. There were some things that didn't go Atlanta's way, like the end of the half where Drake London was a yard away from getting a touchdown.
Been up 28-7.
Yeah, a blocked field goal, but they still were in control of this game. And when they needed that drive at the end where they went 14 plays, took up 5 minutes, they were converting on third down.
Well, and they started getting three and outs on Josh Allen, which ain't so easy.
They were getting after him.
Exactly.
Now, the center went down, which had really opened up the A-gap and when they started overloading that. But
I think Buffalo, like, they're a crazy fourth quarter comeback against the Ravens from being 500.
So where are you on the Bills right now, Jason? Because right now, technically, they are behind the Patriots in the division.
I have reservations about the way they have to win. And I think what they're going to realize is they've got to kind of do what they did a couple years ago, which was default to a whole lot of cook. Like when they fired the old coordinator, Van Pelt or whatever, and brought Brady in, they started throwing a bunch of early down passes to Cook, not just throwing to the third down backs, but throwing to Cook on early downs. Early screens and Josh Allen's legs became a huge part of it. And they've backed off that. And they've even backed off Cook. But all these 5 to 12 yard passes, I don't think that's getting done. And the defense sucks and they've got to play more ball control. Like their problem is sometimes they score too quickly. The same thing that we would half jokingly say about the Ravens. So, like Nick Bosa needs to be a guy who plays 15 snaps a game. Nick Bosa lining up on early downs. Joey Bosa. Nick's hurt. And it's only a matter of time before Joey's hurt.
Yeah, it seems to happen.
I think they're short on defense, and I'm be really interested to see what they do at the deadline. I think they could lose to any number of teams in the playoffs.
Could the Patriots overtake them? Is that crazy? Considering their schedule is historically terrible.
Their schedule sets up really well.
Horrific. I mean, they've obviously got to protect the quarterback. I don't think they're a better team than Buffalo.
I don't think so either.
But could they go on a magic carpet ride?
Their remaining winning percentage is 300.
Yeah.
Like their schedule is a joke.
Let's get to the later game yesterday. The Bears come back to beat the Commanders 25-24, avenging the Hail Mary game in Washington a year ago. Caleb Williams not turning the ball over.
Played
Commanders
really well.
Are turning the ball over. DeAndre Swift had 170 yards of offense. And remember, the Bears made some penalties, cost them a Roma Dunze touchdown yesterday. I kind of watch that game with an eye towards 2 weeks from now when the Bears come here. What'd you think of the Bears? And obviously, your thoughts on the Commanders.
It's going to be a really tough game. Caleb Williams is playing good ball. He's got a real coach now. Ben Johnson's done a good job of getting that offensive line where he needs it to be. Look, the Lions came to Baltimore. Remind me, Matabike played that game, right? Isn't that the game he got hurt in?
No, he got hurt in the Browns game on the fumble recovery. No.
No, Roquan got hurt. No, right. Roquan played that game because he didn't get hurt until Kansas City.
Yeah.
So Ben Johnson's the coach in Chicago. Morton in Detroit is still running. It's Ben Johnson's running.
Sure.
So, like, he doesn't have Sonic and Knuckles, but, like,
got DeAndre Swift.
He's got a really active quarterback, which Jared Goff isn't, and he's got Swift, and the offensive line's in a good place. And I know DJ Moore's in the hospital right now, but they're using DJ Moore in interesting ways.
Ben Johnson said they got good news on DJ Moore too. So
for yeah, and that game's not until 2 weeks, so we'll see. But like, I think they're going to be able to move the ball on the Ravens. I don't think they're very good defensively. I think the weather conditions helped them out because Jaden Daniels does not look good in rain. And Cliff Kingsbury's a moron. And why you're going, you got a running back who's shown you he's got a fumbling problem. And you got a quarterback who showed you even the one he was able to recover where he blew a drive by fumbling when nobody touched him. Why you don't just get under center and get that half yard and then grind it out, kick a field goal, win the game, or touchdown, you definitely win the game. Field goal, you force them to beat you with a touchdown. It's crazy, but it happens in this league all the time. And the three turnovers were absolutely the difference. You know, Daniels tried to thread a ball early, middle of the field, a lot of bodies around there. That burned him. The Kroski Merritt kid is interesting, but he's got a fumbling problem. Yes. And Jaden Daniels was having difficulty gripping the ball as soon as it started misting, and then it started raining. So the Bears dealt with the elements better. And I'm just telling you, like, they're going to – would not surprise me at all if they lose that Bears game. I don't care how healthy they are. They lose that Bears game, and then the discussion of the 2025 Baltimore Ravens is over, and it's just full throttle – what sunglasses at night doing to try to make it better next year.
By the way, Raven for life, Chris Moore caught a touchdown pass in this game for
heck
the Commanders.
Of a play.
Yeah. The thing that concerns me, and you brought it up about the difference between Caleb Williams and Jared Goff, Caleb Williams can move. And we know one thing for certain, unless something happens inconceivable, the Ravens cannot get after the quarterback. So Caleb Williams is going to have all day to do whatever the hell he wants to do, and that's going to create big plays against this defense.
I think they're going to need Lamar to come out and get that offense scoring in the 30s because it's not going to be 17-3.
No, it will not. Hey, coming up next, you mentioned Lamar Jackson, Jason. What can Lamar Jackson salvage this season, this offense? We'll get into it. Purple Rain next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Psychologically, how much am I leaning into Lamar coming back and playing? Yeah. If I was on the couch with a psychiatrist right now, if I was spilling it, I would have to say I'm leaning really hard into that. Really hard. Yeah. For any kind of psychological well-being, spiritual well-being, I'm leaning hard on that. So I'm very hopeful that that happens.
John Harbaugh made it very clear on Sunday after the game that he expects Lamar Jackson to play when they come back from the bye. He then doubled down on that yesterday. You heard what he just said. He's leaning very hard into Lamar Jackson playing against the Bears a week from Sunday. So with that, I ask the question, can Lamar salvage the season? What can they expect with Lamar Jackson? How good can they be?
Well, hope's in short supply around here, and Lamar Jackson's a hope factory. So they're going to churn out hope, and they're going to churn out, you know, don't sell your seats for pennies on the dollar on third market. You know, don't StubHub them or whatever. Get your fannies in the seats and, you know, buy some beer from us. And the return of Lamar is certainly something that will give them some buy-in. But it's what Lamar's returning to, and it's what helped this offense reach levels that were unfathomable. And I think that we'll look back on and be like, wow, that really happened. And Lamar was a huge part of it. A fully healthy Lamar behind a more than competent offensive line with a plethora, to use G-Rose's favorite word, of options to throw to in the pass game, all of whom were capable of winning in man, or most of them, and understanding where to get to in zone. Like, they were hitting notes that maybe nobody's ever hit before. But, like, and he's the conductor of the orchestra. But since he's gone down, like, the percussion section is wiped out. And if you don't have that backbone, you've got nothing, right? That's the offensive line. And the trombones and the horn section, like, they're out of tune. And not having that fullback's turned out to be a big deal.
Huge.
And I mean, Noteboom and Falele and Voorhees are on the football field a lot. They're not starting for playoff teams. They're not. You know, they're broken goal to go. Is his presence going to help that? Sure. But I mean, 11 carries for 8 yards and minus 0.55 yards before contact when you're in goal to go situations, that's not going to play. You know, a sort of dissatisfied, unhappy Bateman who's running routes to nowhere. Andrews in a contract year when he should have already been out of your building, still making some sort of fundamental mistakes and not really finding his way. Likely, I don't know that he's healthy. He doesn't look healthy to me. He hasn't looked like the same guy to me. That's what Lamar's coming back to. And a bottom three defense in this league, which is saying something, because there's some god-awful defenses. Mm-hmm. So, like,
and zero pass rush.
Can he make them watchable? Can he conjure some degree of hope? Absolutely. Do I think that will prove to be false hope? Absolutely. In terms of the greater macro level expectations of their season.
Yeah, there's just a lot wrong with this football team right now. And you can hang your hat on the fact that when Lamar Jackson starts at quarterback for this team, that they win a hell of a lot more than they lose. 71-27 record in the regular season. But if you just look at his numbers from this year alone, and they're strong. 71.6% completion percentage, 10 touchdowns to one interception, 9.1 yards per attempt. And despite all of that, they were still 1-3 with him as starting quarterback. And obviously, that's not all of his fault. You put up 40 points on the road week one against the Bills, and it still wasn't good enough. And you score 30 points against the Lions, and it still wasn't good enough. So Lamar can do everything that he can do, but he's only 1 of 11 or 1 of 22 when you include the defensive side of the football. Now, what goes in their favor is the schedule does lighten up in the second half. But Lamar coming back isn't going to give them a stud pass rusher. Lamar coming back isn't going to give you the 1990s Dallas Cowboys offensive line. Like, he's a damn good quarterback, and he's going to elevate this offense as much as he can. But there's a lot.
When he was healthier than he will be coming back from this, the rest of this stuff still undermined him to the point where he wasn't able to be Herculean.
No, to Bone's point, though, they'll be playing lesser opponents who can still beat them. The ceiling for me is he does what Joe Burrow did a year ago, which is with a bad defense, and let's face it, they've never had a good offensive line in Cincinnati. He had them in playoff contention in December. I think that's the ceiling for this team, that they don't get eliminated until the end of the season. I do not see them going on a Super Bowl run.
Well, I mean, look, I think part of that is also just the way they've expanded the playoffs and the fact that we're just talking about Buffalo. All these teams are watered
down.
That
is the reality.
So it's going to be, I mean, it's going to be hard to be mathematically eliminated before December. Like, they keep making the season longer and they keep more teams hanging around.
Oh, but if they keep losing, they can be mathematically eliminated.
One and five.
Well, like, one and five becomes 1-8.
If they lose to Chicago, I think they're going to lose to Chicago and they're 1-6. For me, that's it. Game, set, match. Now, they're not going to be mathematically eliminated.
Sure.
Then. No. And if they beat Miami, and they should, and they beat Cleveland, but
that's what that's sort of what Cincinnati did a year ago, is they lost a couple more games than that they weren't expected to, and then all of a sudden, I think, what, they went 5 in a row down the stretch, and they were still mathematically alive in Week 18.
But I think the other factor that could kind of push towards the mathematically eliminated is if they did lose to the Bears game and Eric DaCosta sells at that point and further depletes.
Well,
yep.
But again, they're so bad now. Who's to say that whatever else is brought up is... I mean, what are they getting out of Mark Andrews? You know what I mean? Who's to say that Charlie Kohler, over a 6-game span, couldn't give them what Mark Andrews has given them the first 6 games of this year?
By the way, Mark Andrews has at times been a double agent for this team this season. That's not just saying. In Buffalo.
So, like, exactly. So, like, I don't know that Kyle Van Noy is their best pass rusher, but I mean, Kyle Van Noy might be cooked.
Mm-hmm. Hey, he got a he
and Kyle Van Noy on a bad team on this contract is probably not a great vibe.
We will come back, get the text of the day, preview tomorrow's show, and get you ready for Infinity Sports Radio starting at 6 here on The Fan. Before we get to the text today, I want
to
ask you
something. Auto Bar,
yeah.
Lemonheads.
Oh, really?
I think
I saw the Lemonheads with you.
I got the tickets, yeah. Well, Evan Dando's all cleaned up now. So
okay.
And so am I.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I'll remember
two
more about this show. And
no, I enjoyed the Lemonheads. The Monday night doubleheaders, and the reason I asked, we had one last night, and we're getting another one next week. Now, next week's is the 7 and 10 o'clock. Last night was the 7:15 and 8 o'clock. Like, where are we on the Monday night doubleheaders?
The concurrent ones, it's too much.
Yeah,
it's
I'd prefer it this way.
Monday night football should be standalone games. Now, that being
said, a 10 o'clock Monday night game.
Am I going to make it till the end of the 10
What's
o'clock?
That game?
Probably not. No, both of them are good games, actually.
What's the late game?
Texans Seahawks. Buccaneers Lions at 7.
Yeah.
Texans Seahawks at 10.
Those are, wow.
That's a good double dip.
Yeah, that is a good double
dip. I will try like hell to stay awake.
And I do love the 7 o'clock kick.
Yeah, yeah, I like that.
That's awesome.
I'm going to speak for Beltway Ben because he's young. I bet you he loves the 7:10 doubleheader.
I love the doubleheaders, period. I love the 7:10. And last night, I mean, I'm at live. I mean,
well, like, yeah, you've been
I have everything. That's and true. We had the baseball game. Yeah. The baseball game is a small corner. I mean, that's a pretty big game. I thought maybe they could put a little
They don't bit. Listen but, to you. You should be able to boss them around.
You should have some pull
I've
there.
Had some run-ins with some people there.
What about your buddy? What about your buddy, the Duke basketball player?
You want to want that hoodie, then you could like win them over with that, and then they'll put whatever you want.
They do not. They should put a little bit more respect on people that go there regularly.
They should put respect on.
No,
your
it's
name.
Actually great. Like,
you're there every Monday.
Every Monday and Tuesday, I'll be there for the NBA opening night.
What about your guy, the basketball?
Did
play?
Not see him last night. The Commanders did play. Oh, watching them lose in front of that fan base. Oh, it was the best. Not for one a bet. Not for one a bet.
No, that money line hurt.
But watching them, I mean. Every play was their Super Bowl. I'm sitting there dying laughing. I'm like, let them lose. As soon as they lose, I'm sitting in there, just only person in their chair.
Yeah. That way, Ben loves to watch people lose. As long as it's not you.
Commanders fans.
Yeah, yeah.
I went to the Commanders preseason Super Bowl a few years back.
Yes.
And ever since then, I will never respect them. Ever.
Let's get the text today.
Check 1-2. Check.
Text of the day comes from Kelly in Baltimore, who says, this Ravens pass rush is certainly worse than anything I can remember for this franchise. I don't think they'll be able to fix it through the draft or free agency. They're going to have to make a big trade.
I don't
well,
even
you
think
could,
that's...
Yeah. I don't think they're fixing it. I think it's going to take them more than one offseason to fix all the things they're going to
need multiple edge rushers, like probably three.
Yeah. 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 Maybe two D tackles.
Well, the good news is they might have a high draft pick.
Oh, they're going to be picking pretty high.
Yeah. Top 10 might get you a pass rusher.
Yeah.
And one of those legit guys.
They got five fifth-round picks, Ken.
They won't trade up for anything.
But that's how you build a team.
That's the meat.
Let me tell you.
Cheap
comp
labor.
Picks and fifth round. That's the honey spot. Well, that's not just saving money for a billionaire. That's really going for it.
We do have a baseball game tonight for people that weren't tuned in for... For people that weren't tuned in for WannaBet, well, they can tune in for that anytime. But we did talk about it in Bounce Back Fallback, but you see the Brewers evening up the series tonight, Jason.
I do. I'm a Brew Crew believer. Freddie P.
What's your Freddie P play?
I don't have a Freddie
P
play.
Oh, you don't have one?
No.
I'm just curious.
I like Brewers money line.
Beltway Ben, do you see the Brewers evening up the series tonight?
Yeah, I'd probably lean to them tonight in game two. But I didn't have a play on them. I didn't tail.
That's not a blind spot.
Jason.
Yeah.
Don't try to start a fight, Bone.
I know. He might call me out. What did you say? Two-sided sometimes?
Yeah. Talk a little bit of both sides of your mouth about the Brewers sometimes.
No, but I do think, with all due respect, if they go down 0-2 on the road.
Oh, it'd be tough.
Yeah.
No, I need this one.
Yeah, but I do think, I think Ohtani breaks out of it a little bit. And then I also have Yamamoto's out. You don't want to go to that sorry pen.
That's for sure. That pen is a disaster. And finally, Sasaki.
I wonder if that's in his head a little bit now.
Yeah, he was so
good. Manager did not exactly show a whole lot of confidence.
No tears yet.
I mean, I guess so. That's a positive. Did you see Yamamoto climbing up that wall? They kept showing a shot of him stretching.
Did you see him last night?
He's like Spider-Man.
Oh, he's different. Did you guys hear about Teoscar Hernandez's wife?
She's afraid of ghosts, so they switch hotels.
The lights are flickering. He said, I don't believe in ghosts, but she does.
He also said, quote, I bleeped up last night.
He doesn't believe in catching the ball or running the bases either. But
to his credit, they still would have turned a double play. They got the out of third and out of second because the other bozo, Will Smith, who's a high IQ player, is screaming run back. Don't even get me
that way, Ben. Going to live tonight for the game or just watching at home?
No, I'm watching at home. Mondays and then Tuesdays for NBA opening night.
Yeah, that's right. NBA's coming. Bone, what do we got on tomorrow's show?
Tomorrow's show, we'll get our best bets with Tim Murray.
College football, weird weekend. Wow.
Cynthia Freeland.
How about Indiana?
Are the Ravens fine? Cynthia will tell us. And Ryan Ripken.
Are the Orioles fine? Yes. Is Ryan Flaherty fine? We can ask Ryan Ripken. That is it for us. But Infinity Sports Radio coming up next. At 6, right here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations, galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.